From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Representatives of dozens of countries meeting in Paris Sunday reaffirmed only a two-state solution can resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The final communique of the one-day meeting also warned against any unilateral steps by either side that could undermine negotiations. Host French President François Hollande warned the long-standing and internationally backed two-state solution appears to be under threat. Neither Palestinians nor Israelis were present. Participants called on both sides to refrain from unilateral steps that prejudge the outcome of final status negotiations. Israeli spokesman David Keyes dismissed the meeting as counterproductive.
Well, this conference is really a futile conference, and it's one which is going to push peace further back. It's a little bit like marriage counseling with neither the husband nor the wife present, but 75 diplomats from around the world trying to solve a complex and rather intimate conflict.
American University Professor Emeritus Russell Stone said little came out of the meeting that advanced the peace process.
It didn't take any new action and is not expected to result in any new measures either in the United Nations or elsewhere in the world at this point.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said he hopes the conference will at least help stop Israeli settlement activity in occupied territories. With the inauguration of Gambian President-elect Adama Barrow just days away, longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh in Senegal said once again he'll not step down and has filed an injunction to block Barrow from taking office Thursday. He said Gambians must wait for a ruling by the country's Supreme Court before he considers stepping down after more than 22 years. Mr. Jammeh initially accepted defeat after the December 1st poll, but has reversed course and said there was widespread fraud and has demanded a new election. This is VOA News.